Good morning, Sunday school students and everyone joining us. Welcome to our lesson on kindness. May the love of Jesus work in our hearts as we worship and learn together. Let's start with the morning prayers we do in Sunday school. Heavenly Father, hear my prayer. Keep me in thy loving care. Guard me through the coming day, in my work and in my play. Keep me pure and strong and true. Help me, Lord, thy will to do. Amen. All right. Please join us in singing if you like. And two of our songs have actions, so you're welcome to stand up and join us. But if you're driving in the car, please stay seated with your seatbelt on. Our topic today is kindness. What is kindness? What does it mean being kind? Is being kind something we do when we feel like it? Or maybe we should just be kind when others are kind to us. We are all going to learn together about kindness in our Agapeland story with Stevie and Nancy. But first, we'll warm up our voices and wake up our bodies. Are you ready? Fishers of men. tonight, we are going to read you a story today, and we are going to find out about Stevie and Nancy and how to be kind. All right, so this is our book about kindness. And being kind means doing to others what you would want them to do to you. Stevie and Nancy don't live in a gobbyland, you know. They live in a regular house on a regular block, maybe one a lot like yours. Now, Stevie and Nancy have noticed a funny thing. The problems they run into at home are a lot like the problems in a gobbyland. It just seems that things at home are a little harder to figure out. One problem Stevie and Nancy had was Tuffy. Tuffy was the meanest boy on their block. He lived with his father in an old greenhouse that needed some new paint, with a yard that was mostly weeds. No one seemed to know Tuffy's real name, but he got into so many fights, his nickname seemed to fit just fine. As you might guess, Tuffy didn't have many friends. In fact, he only had one, a scruffy little black dog named Alex. One day, as Stevie and Nancy were walking home from school, they saw Tuffy under a large walnut tree near their house. He was throwing rocks at a bird nest in the tree, and he was laughing. "Stop it," Nancy cried angrily. "That's not funny. What if those nests have eggs in them, or baby birds?" "Who cares?" said Tuffy. He threw another rock. "Why don't you mind your own business?" Alex, who never strayed too far away from his master, growled angrily at Stevie and Nancy. So the children went on home. "What a meanie he is," Nancy said angrily as they walked. "How would he like it if someone threw rocks at his house?" That night, they told their father all about what had happened. Their father thought quietly for a minute. "Well, Nancy," he said, "I don't think that throwing rocks at Tuffy will help him change his ways, but I think I know what will help." "What should we do?" the children asked. Their father had a little twinkle in his eye. "In the Bible, Jesus said to feed your enemy if he is hungry, and if he is thirsty, to give him something to drink. In other words, be kind to your enemy. Do to others what you would have them do to you. That's the plan, kindness." And he sang Stevie and Nancy a song. If you had been there with them, this is what you would have heard. Thank you. We should be kind to Tuffy, Stevie asked, even after all the mean things he's done? You're exactly right, his father said. And so, Operation Kindness began. For the next week, Stevie and Nancy put the plan into action. But it wasn't easy. One day, Stevie offered to help Tuffy study for a test. Tuffy just laughed at him. The next day, Nancy baked Tuffy some chocolate chip cookies. Tuffy took one bite and pretended not to like them. These are awful, he said. I wouldn't even feed these cookies to my dog. He threw them on the ground and snatched Alex away before the dog could even sniff at the crumbs. By the end of the week, Stevie and Nancy were tired of Operation Kindness. It was so hard, and it just didn't seem to work. Tuffy was meaner than ever. Then, on Saturday morning, the children passed Tuffy's house and noticed something strange. The little dog Alex was nowhere in sight, and Tuffy was making sniffling noises and wiping his face with a handkerchief. "Hi, Tuffy," Stevie called from outside the fence. "Oh, it's you two again," Tuffy said in a snuffly voice. "Why don't you leave me alone?" "Is something wrong?" Nancy asked. "No," Tuffy shouted. "I just got something in my eye." "Where's Alex?" Stevie wondered out loud. "Alex? Oh, he's just..." Suddenly, to the children's surprise, Tuffy began to cry loudly. They hurried into the yard and sat beside him. "The dog catcher took Alex to the dog pound," Tuffy explained between sobs. "Alex doesn't have a license, and I don't have money to buy one. And my father doesn't care." Tuffy began crying again, and Nancy cried too, because Tuffy wasn't tough anymore, just sad and lonely. "Wait," Stevie jumped up. "I have an idea. We'll help you get Alex back." "How?" Tuffy asked with big tears in his eyes. "By working for the money, that's how," he declared. "Come on." And work they did. They mowed lawns. They pulled weeds. They washed cars. Finally, after many hours in the hot sun, they had enough dimes, quarters, and dollars. They bought a new license. Then they ran to the dog pound. There was Alex in his cage. When Alex saw them, he wagged his tail so hard it looked like it might fall off. When the man opened the cage, the dog jumped into Tuffy's arms and licked his face. Tuffy held on to Alex as if he would never let go. Finally, Tuffy spoke. "Thank you so much for helping me get Alex back. I'm sorry I was mean to you before." Nancy thought for a moment about her chocolate chip cookies. "It's not always easy to be kind, but that's what friends are for, to help, no matter what." "And we're friends, right, Tuffy?" Stevie asked. "Well, yes," Tuffy began. "I'll be your friend, on one condition." "Why, what's that?" Nancy asked in surprise. "Will you bake me some of your cookies again? I really did like them, you know," Tuffy admitted. "Why, sure," Nancy said, and they all laughed.
When you're walking down the street, and a little lost boy you meet, when he's all alone and you help him home, that's kindness. When you have a poor sick friend God's kindness. Kindness is that little bit of love you share. When you understand or you lend a hand, it's showing that you care.
You know that
kindness is the very little things you do. When you want to say in a special way that God and I love you. When you're kind to others, you please the Lord above. A heart that's filled with kindness is always filled with love. Kindness is that little bit of love you share. Showing that you care. Kindness is the very little things you do. When you want to say in a special way, the God and I love you.
All right, we're going to sing a song called I'll Be a Sunbeam. And again, if you want to stand and join us, feel free.
Jesus wants me for a son.
Together, following with our lesson of kindness, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4, verse 32. Now we know what Stevie and Nancy did to be kind, and there are a lot more ways to be kind. I would encourage you all to choose and demonstrate at least one action of kindness to brighten someone's day and let God's love shine through you this week. At home, do you have any ideas? Maybe you could help a brother or sister clean up his room, or maybe help clean up the toys, even if it's not your turn. Maybe you could help Mom with some extra dishes or some extra vacuuming. Maybe you could give a lonely person a call. Maybe Grandma would like to hear you on the phone. Or maybe you could ask your parents if you would draw a note or write a letter or make a card for someone and send it in the mail. I'm sure it would brighten their day. And you probably have lots more ideas how to be kind. Now, in Stevie and Nancy's story, where there was a mean boy, they weren't mean back to him. They did nice things, and it didn't work the first day. They had to try over and over and over. So don't give up if someone's being mean. Just keep on doing good things. When you do kind things to others, they will be blessed if they let themselves be blessed. But guess what? The person giving out the kind deeds also gets blessed, sometimes even more. Try it and you'll see. Let's be a sunbeam for Jesus. We're going to sing a song now, How Great Is Our God.
And
All right, let's bow for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All right. See you next time, and remember, be kind.